Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Shotgun. Zerg. You. I got a Zerg. And a shotgun, and I'm bringing them home to you. I'm Commander Rayner, and this here's my favorite show in Nexus. This is Core. Yeehaw! Time to show these bastards the door.
Hey, reworked Rayner doing his nasty business at the door. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Core. This is Core, the Heroes of the Storm podcast. You know and love. We're a day late, not a dollar short. Happy 4th of July, everybody. That's why we didn't have a show yesterday, but today's the 5th, and we have one. It's July 5th, 2018. I'm Scott Johnson with Bo Schwartz and John Jagger. We are here yet again to talk about your favorite MOBA and ours, Heroes of the Storm. All right. We're getting right into it. Blizzard loves me. I already knew this. Okay. How do I know this? Because for decades now, at least a couple decades, I have been playing their video games pretty regularly, and they just have never let me down. Every game I play, I enjoy. Even the ones I don't play that much, I enjoy them for a little at least. I never hate anything they make. Whether it's World of Warcraft, StarCraft, our own Heroes of the Storm, whatever it may be, big fan. Always ready for it. Bring it. Diablo, I'm your best friend, okay? So I already knew they loved me as a gamer. What I didn't know is just how much they loved me. And this week proves it. As many of you know, I'm not trying to make this about me, but I'm completely obsessed with all things post-apocalyptic, including the great Mad Max Fury Road, the best film of the last 10 years. George Miller is a genius, and we should all be worshiping at his feet. Well, Blizzard in the past has said, hey, Scott, you want a little Mad Max-inspired skins and stuff? And I said, sure, and that was great. We got a couple of those in the past. Nothing too crazy. Little stuff here and there. Even Deckard Cain got an alternate skin that's a little, you know, set in the wasteland or whatever. This week, video drops of a new skin bundle, something-something coming, that is straight out of, like, a post-apocalyptic lover's dream. And here we go with the War Chrome Wastes patch, which it's not here yet, but it's, what are we going to call it? It's not really an event, right? It's just a big skin thing.
It's
release.
Not a logo. It's I guess it's not an event like Suns Out or Nexomania, but no.
It's a drop.
Yeah.
It's a
drop.
Drop.
I don't think this is the last of the War Chrome we see unless nobody buys it.
Well,
which is insane.
No, who wouldn't buy this?
Everyone out there, buy it. Give them your money.
Are you freaking kidding me? Look at freaking Asmodan has when he's not a big robot machine, he's running around on big tank tracks, which is absolutely amazing. And then comes Jim Raynor on some sort of fire hog with a flaming helmet, I didn't even know what to think of this. Like, this will coincide, obviously, but probably with his rework. We'll get these skins just in time to play him the way that he's going to be playing for the foreseeable future. But I didn't expect any of this. I didn't expect, like, complete all-in Mad Maxery from this game.
The voices are all modulated. Like, you know, they're wearing a helmet, so they sound like they're wearing a helmet.
Yeah. It's so cool.
The abilities are, you know, have custom graphics as well. It's not just the skin, but they're all like, I think the Rainer one isn't legendary, but it's got a lot of nice touch-ups on it. I guess it doesn't have a lot of art to it, but it's amazing.
You got to hear the music. Here's some of this. Listen to this. Oh, whoops. Why isn't that working? Okay. What's his name? Diesel Seeker Nazebo? Is that it? Diesel something, whatever it is.
I don't remember what the names are, but that sounds about right.
So Zebra's got his things. Here comes Jim. Listen to that rocking guitar. Road Warrior Rainer is his name. Oh, that's so good, dude. And then this part here where ETC is playing his little riff. You got to hear this. Hang on a second. Here we go. Look at that. Seriously, my birthday's not for another week and a half. This is the greatest thing ever.
Oh, my birthday's coming up.
Yeah. I love this so much. I mean, I'm not kidding you. A little pee came out, Bo.
The gargantuan for Nazebo is the... Oh, crap. What's their names? They're escaping me from Thunderdome.
Oh,
who runs Bartertown?
Master Blaster runs Bartertown.
He's got the helmets.
Right.
Is that Blaster?
I don't know who he is.
I forget their names.
He has a little guy on his back.
I feel shame.
Don't feel shame. But, feel excitement. This is the greatest thing.
I just watched this like a few months ago. Yeah, no, just that I don't know it. I'm like, oh, what's the guy's name?
Yeah.
But, you know, Blaster. Blaster's the big guy.
Master's the little guy. Yeah.
Little and so he's Blaster. And the Ravenous Spirit also has like a metal helmet on. He kind of reminded me actually of a Quizquaz with a helmet on.
Oh, if hey. I'm being
honest. Mm. And I was like, this is insane.
It's awesome. John, reaction.
I love that they're willing to revisit this stuff because it also not only is this stuff cool, but it gives me hope because sometimes, you know, sometimes it feels like they're giving us previews with some of the sprays and stuff that they do in the game.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they'll give us, oh, here's a pirate Cassia. And you're like, well, that's cool. But then they give us the shark Greymane. And you're like, but that's cooler. But that didn't come as a skin.
Although we got the Octopus Man Stukov.
So it gives me some hope that, you know, like they don't consider like, hey, this is the only Mad Max style stuff we'll ever do. Like there could be more and there could be more of the like the Mecha Tassadar stuff. And
well, the pirate realm, I think, was one of the realms in the comics that they previewed or something.
Yeah.
Like the fact that there's a pirate Cassia and a Stukov skin. And now we have some sort of world is Warchrome. Because this event I was on the PTR. It's called Warchrome Wastes,
mm-hmm.
which sounds like a place.
Yep, sounds like a dimension in the Nexus.
More skins can come up, and like John, like you're saying, like it's good that they do this with all of it.
Yeah,
but
also I'm convinced they don't make that big, dirty, wasty looking world if they don't intend to use that for some kind of level or something. I'm not gonna go straight up and predict that we get like some kind of Mad Max looking level, but I'm just gonna go ahead and say that'd be the greatest thing ever. So do that. Make one where it's like...
No, it's just desert. There's no structures, there's no walls, there's no lanes.
No, there would be. The open. Structures would be old, crappy metal, all twisted and awful and falling apart everything and stuff all patched together. I mean, they could really go for it if this is what they're doing. If this is their plan to say there are these realms within the Nexus, one of them is like Azeroth and Alterac Pass and there's another realm that's Mecha, whatever it was. And it's a weird mix of silver, or I can't think of words today. Sorry. Where do the stupid Alliance call their home? Stormwind. I want to say Silverwind like an idiot. But anyway, Stormwind and mech stuff together to create a kind of weird alternate reality. That's such a cool concept. If that's where they decide to go with this, it'll drive skin sales. It'll drive mount sales. And it will excite me to no end. So I'm totally for this. I would just like to make the one point in case I didn't make it earlier, and I don't think I did. Jim Raynor's mount in this thing, whatever that thing is, it's got a big skull of a horse on the front of it, has a Gatling gun coming out of the front of his freaking bike. Now, it's not shooting anybody, and that's a bummer, because I would like to be using that for something, but seeing that thing just sticking out and rotating all the time, I'm so excited. Cool. Yeah, so excited.
You know, the one thing we're missing skins for sure, but the one thing that would be great is if they could get Tom Hardy to come and do voice.
Sure, why not? To do like an announcer pack? That'd be cool.
The battle's beginning. I can feel it warming in my brain.
Yeah. Or you could do get Mel Gibson back on it.
I don't know if Tom Hardy is the right choice. He barely talks. Like, turning off the announcer would be like getting the Tom Hardy Mad Max announcer.
Yeah, but there'd be a few things, just
not,
a few words.
Not hearing anything
like,
at all.
You go to chase. You go to chase the enemy team, and then Tom Hardy just comes in and says, "That's bait."
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. You could also, I'll tell you what you do. You get Scrotus, the dumb brother. To go,
he was a baby boy.
He was my baby brother, and he was the most beautiful baby brother in the world, or whatever.
Yeah, that you got it.
Oh my gosh, dude! I'm so excited about this. All right, so what do we know about it, like time wise? When did we get this damn thing? Is it on the PTR yet?
I think it's next week.
Oh my gosh, dude!
I think so. I have no reason. If it's PTR, there's no new hero release, so next week.
You could get a chat, a Wicked Kitten, or who is it? Sorry. Royal For Real says Junkertown. That's possible. They could base one off that from Overwatch already. My favorite map. Why not bring something like that into Heroes? I'm just saying that motif or that look and that tone
but right up there. They lean harder into the diesel mech transhumanism because all these ones have the mechanical parts and need. Not, it's not like cyberpunk where it's right. Like you have these intelligent machinery that's helping your body function. It's like, let me strap this diesel engine into the side of my gut and make sure it helps my lungs continue to pump air.
Yeah.
And you got to fuel it up. You know, like it's all mechanical and dirty.
It's like a second. So, it's like a subgenre of the genre. And I like that because they can kind of make it their own that way. Blizzard's good at that. So. Yeah. I don't care where they take it. I just want them to take it and do more. And the look of I want a whole game that's just set in this world anyway.
I was just thinking, what if instead of Diablo 4, we just got a diesel punk action RPG?
Shut up,
just
dude.
Top down, just slaughtering war boys and Morton Asmodans. And
Blizzard. Yes, like keep Diablo
or
for what it is.
Or someone else. Blizzard doesn't have time for it. Is there a game developer listening?
Go make a game. I know. Bo turned that into a really dark place where I was like, no, I'll take Diablo 4, but thanks for your enthusiasm.
Yeah.
But maybe that's just because Fury Road is outside my window at all times.
Right.
Like,
it's always happening.
It's not a treat. It's not a treat when you get it all the time.
Yeah, you're living it every day.
That's my daily commute. That was me for the past 30 minutes before the show started.
Yeah.
So.
That's an understandable position to take. Anyway, it's exciting. It looks great. Bo says this got him thinking about a 5-man mount. Will you tell me how that would work? Kind of a war rig?
I don't know. Well, you just go beep or you go brrr, you know, that cool sound of Fury Road. It's like almost, it's such a weird modulated sound of the war rig that it makes. I love it.
Yeah.
And basically you just have the mount and everyone can just click your mount and get on it. Just like a World of Warcraft.
Everyone hops on, hops aboard.
And everyone hops on and you've got a 5-man mount.
Yeah.
And make it move slower, make it crappy, just make it cosmetic and whatever. It's just 5-man mount. Everyone can get on top of it.
Couldn't they just give Morales some sort of treatment for this look and feel and give her?
No, because the size is important. Everyone gets into the Morales unit. It's kind of small.
Yeah.
Like, think about all the people getting into that. Like, Asmodeus, like, excuse me, I gotta get into Medivac. And climbing into the tiny, everyone's like, against the window.
Yeah.
I think we need to see everyone on this 5-man mount.
I see. I like that you would ever think Asmodan would say excuse me or any sort of niceties. That guy's not capable of it.
You thought you were so clever.
Yeah.
coming after me.
He's just like, feed me your cooked genitalia. That's what he'd say. He wouldn't say, excuse me. I can tell you that.
Feed me your cooked genitalia.
That's all he cares about. The guy's just a big sex fiend, right? Isn't that his whole thing? He's like the
Lord of Sin. Yeah.
Okay, this is a good question because usually Blizzard pretty good at naming stuff. Actually, and we're going to get to that a little bit later.
Yeah.
Usually good at naming stuff. Answer Dan is the Lord of Sin.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
And they already have a gluttony guy. Yeah. I can't remember his name, but every time you beat him, he farts profusely, and like so. I know they got the eating guy covered. So, what sin is Asmodan then do? Like
all sin.
Yeah.
He's the sin supervisor.
He's supervisor of sin. There you go.
The sin. So, because I assume the Lord of Sin would himself indulge.
Oh yeah.
Dude. Oh yeah. He's got his finger in all the pies.
But how?
Just eat.
But the question is how.
Well, no, it's not so much a question as if we knew how, he wouldn't be nearly as interesting because now he's just like, a fat crab.
The first sin is lust.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's probably horny.
Is he lurking on Facebook or like how is the lust thing working?
He's catfishing on dating sites like all the time.
Yeah, that boy's
greed. I didn't see no money and barely any treasure in this.
He wants to be the one lord of hell.
Yeah, it seems even greed. In the game of the big greed guy that's in the greed realm, he probably answers to Asmodan, is my thinking.
Yeah.
Sloth, I'm just saying.
He's got little Asmodan, spider legs.
He's amazing looking. It's just, I don't picture him doing any of the things that he's the lord of.
When he's got all of them in there. Also, he's got minions to help with that. That's also part of the sloth.
Yeah. I think when no one's looking, he has two naked minions just hanging from his nipple rings. That's what I think.
By the same rationale, like the president is a sloth. You got a bunch of people works for him. Like
you got it.
You know,
yep, nailed it.
That's not
sloth. Got a real good grasp on American politics, bro. Happy 4th of July.
Yeah, happy 4th.
The people that look like Asmodan.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you had a five, let's go back to your idea. If you had a 5-man mount, you would use that for, I would think, late game team fighting. You would use that initially just for fun to go out middle lane and fight for a bit until you have to split up and do lanes.
Probably not a popular choice for soaking.
No, but if only one guy brought it and all you had to do is decide if I'm taking my own mount somewhere or should I hop on what's his name's 5-manner. That sounds all right. Why not? Make it optional.
I think this is a very fun thing to talk about and imagine.
Oh. This will be the map mechanic for a wasteland map. In the wasteland map, once it's objective time, each team gets a 5-man mount.
Okay.
One guy drives it, the other guys jump on, and they chase each other in circles.
Now we're getting more to an actual idea.
Like Fury Road, it's the whole game. It's just the map goes on forever, and one team's chasing the other.
All right, I'm in.
Sometimes the ideas Bo writes in the show notes sound like, wouldn't it be cool if I saw a 3D model of this thing I thought of?
Right.
But we have brought it back into the realm of, okay, that seems like something that could be in the game.
Yeah, this is possible. Let's see what they do. I'm not guaranteeing one of these maps.
The realm of reality.
I don't think it's going to for sure be one of these things, but I do like the idea of them messing with these realms that are more than just like existing IP analogs, but more like, here's a weird twisted version of something you kind of know from another game. And so far they've gone kind of literal with that stuff. It'd be fun for them to branch out. So we'll see what they do. And then here's this. Excuse me. All right. Let's move.
Sound of a war rig.
There is also a celestial wonderbilly for gems purchase right now. No thanks.
Oh, maybe next week.
Oh, is it next week? Okay.
The use of the word now means
in there.
Not now.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like it's, you know, with this. I'll take it there.
Also the 2018 dorm skin variations and winners. What's the Laval?
So the winners of the Heroes of the Dorm 2018 Laval have their variations for Kerrigan for the college stuff.
That's coming too. That's fine. But who cares? It's all about this like desert.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
Like it's all about the war crime.
Yeah, that's all I care about at this point.
People at Laval.
The name was throwing me for a first. It looked like lava spelled wrong.
Lava with a bad exclamation point.
Yeah. Lava.
Like someone really wanted to warn you fast and they just typoed a little bit.
Yeah. The chat room's got some ideas. When the Fox brings up a map that was in TF2. gets recycled a lot in Shooters. It's the convoy one, two huge trucks racing along each side down a valley. I remember that. That could be interesting. But, I mean, how do you put that in an isometric MOBA? I don't know. That's an idea. It gets me thinking. That's why I like this stuff. Whenever they come out with the mecha stuff or this, and in my mind, these are the two most monumental non-gameplay specific things that Blizzard's done with Heroes, where they just blew my mind, did not see it coming, had no idea the mecha thing was coming, had no idea this was coming. The mecha thing was even cooler because it had this great animated short thing with it. That was awesome. What was my point? I forgot my point. My point is those are both great things, I guess.
You just love when they branch out because it gives you
things. Oh, yeah, no. It makes me feel creative about the game. It makes me think of the possibilities. It makes Bo think of five-man mounts. It makes other people think of really interesting map mechanics and what they could do with a wasteland map or something. And I think that's so good for players to have this kind of stuff dangled in front of them so that our imaginations get tweaked a little bit.
I want a Warchrome Stitches.
Sure.
I think Stitches is lacking cool skins.
I think wouldn't you trade a few of his cutesy freaking swimming suit things for
one? His bikini Stitches is the best skin. You don't need any other ones.
No, I don't like it.
Stitches! Sunbathing!
I like it. I don't love it. On most of his skins is how I kind of feel.
Sure. Yeah.
There's not that one where it's like, well, I know I'll pick that. And I think a Warchrome Stitches could be awesome. Just metal parts bolted to him all over the place. And
he fits the vibe. Like you would totally, he would work.
His little inner stomach could be like a working engine with just oil pouring out of the bottom of it. Oh,
so yep. Cool. And it's great here in this particular patch. I would never have thought Nazebo. Be the last guy I'd think of for some reason. Mm-hmm. And they totally nailed it. Like, he looks like a crazy half mechanized nutbag riding around on a table saw blade.
His helmet has little fire animations where the exhaust, like the.
Yeah, he's got exhaust coming out of
the engine. It's like.
They look like little mufflers off to the side. It's a little like what, what's his name has on his shoulders, Garrosh. Yeah. A little bit like that, but.
Oh, yeah. His zombie circle jerk has the dudes in there have like bandanas and mechanized parts too on them.
Oh, that's great.
They turned his wang into a stoplight.
Or a go light. I think that animates.
Oh, great.
His wang animates.
Sweet, sweeps the floor. Hold on. So what's his spiders and frogs and stuff?
Spiders and toads just look like glowy blue spiders. They look actually pretty normal, although they're nicely sort of pigmented a bit. Like
maybe they're radioactive.
See, at first I was like, what? These aren't made of oil or something, but I realized they probably did it for visibility, so I was kind of forgiving. So there's nothing too special on the toads. They look, you know, good as usual, but they look like base skin.
Mm.
But they glow a bit, so like a mix of gingerbread and Zeebo, because those ones kind of glow a bit. When I tried it out, yeah, they look good.
John, you like the gingerbread and Zeebo. That's a you're a fan of that, right?
It's seasonal, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Seasonal. It's got its time.
I've seen John pull that thing out in weird times of the year. I'm just saying, it's not always seasonal.
Sometimes I'm feeling seasonal in June. Sometimes I like to remember the better times.
Yeah. You like to have a cookie in June, I understand.
6 months earlier when we had a day of winter.
Hmm. How was that for you?
It was short.
All right. Anyway, so that's going on. Now, to coincide with all of this, Raynor and Asmodan are getting reworks. And thankfully, one of us tried it out on the PTR, that person being Bo. So, Bo, we know a lot about what's happening with Raynor, but not I don't know a lot about the Asmodan changes, so kind of break it down. How did it go? And what do you think?
There's a lot to chew on with both of them, so we should focus on one at a time, maybe.
Sure.
You want to hear about Asmo or about Raynor first?
Let's hear about Jimmy.
All right, so Raynor has been there's been a lot of demand for changes to him, specifically to his trait, because his trait is basically an attack range and a sight range and didn't count for much. So they gave him an actual trait. It was originally called Weak Spot Acquired, but the community said what?
Mm.
And they changed it to the fan favorite, Give Him Some Pepper.
Shut up, really?
Yeah, it's called. Yeah. Like, you'll read a tooltip and say every time you activate, give him some pepper, get 2%, whatever. It's like, just give him some pepper.
That's I kind of hate that phrase, but okay, that's fine.
But it's just because he says it all. If you play a lot of Rainer, you know he says it all the time.
Yeah, we can't call him Two-Button Terry anymore. This is a big day.
No.
So the other thing,
he can get a ton of buttons.
Yeah, no kidding.
The other thing with him is that his E is permanently activatable. It's not a. It still heals yourself, but you push the button.
Right, you choose when.
Push the button.
Right,
and I think your auto attacks a lot of stuff. So his trait, I didn't say what it was. Basically, every fourth auto attack does, I think, 125% extra damage to the target, and splashes for basic weapon damage all around. Which is really cool. And there's a quest where you can stack it, and a lot of quests and things trigger on that fourth thing. So like there's CDR tied into it, there's giant killer type effects tied into hitting on that fourth one. And there's of course ways to increase your attack speed and boost it up. But it's now a core part of like his cycle, like managing that and like holding your fourth attack for an important hit that makes sense might be a thing that you do. I gave him a try mode. I didn't play him in any games on PTR, but he felt like he had a lot more active, fun stuff to do and to explore. So I think we're going to be seeing a lot of Rainer in your matches wherever you go. I don't know where his numbers are, if he's going to be tuned low or tuned high, but if he's balanced to tune high, you're going to be seeing a ton of him because I think he is the de facto auto attack dude in the game, and that's a gameplay style people really enjoy.
I would expect probably to see some orange text nerfs by the time he gets out based on early feedback.
Really?
Apparently he's pretty strong. And also he can be talented to be even stronger against slowed heroes. So there's a lot of people speculating that we are going to see the return of Earthquake. And maybe even Earthquake Bloodlust with all the recent Rhaegar buffs that we saw.
Yeah.
So welcome back to the realm of Earthquake Bloodlust Rainer.
I feel like
his Q also slows now. Like before he had that, he actually had that talent at 13 or 16 before. One of the changes to him is that his Q also slows for 2 seconds and can be talented to do more. So he can also give himself... give an enemy that status, so doesn't have to rely on a teammate, making that talent extra valuable.
I didn't realize, quick side note, John, that I didn't realize Earthquake was on the outs. I thought that was sort of nobody did that, whatever the other one is, anymore when they play Thrall.
Sundering.
I think Earthquake is, I don't know if it's the more popular one, but it hasn't gone away fully, but Thrall's kind of gone away a little bit. We're not seeing as much Thrall as we were, but I think he's going to partner up with Jimmy really well. Yeah. And also one of the big things is his second heroic, Rainer's Raiders, has become Rainer's Raider.
Yeah.
And he basically gets a pet. He basically gets a little Misha Raider to follow him around.
Yeah. So yeah, you're playing Rexxar at that point with your Raider.
Well, and is that until it dies, and then is there a cooldown?
Like until it dies, it's a 45-second or so cooldown, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, so you get it permanently. It's just there.
Wow, that's so nuts.
It's kind of fun because I'm like, as soon as it came down, I'm like, I remember this. This is like playing with me. I'm playing Rexxar now.
It's an aggressive little bugger too. It sees a hero and it goes ham for any heroes that get near it.
They are already pretty ham. It seemed like anyway, the way that they worked before, but now it seems like even more so in the video I saw. So I'm trying to think if that's really going to change how often we see Hyperion, because Hyperion hasn't changed, right? No big changes there.
Nope. I don't think so.
Okay.
Not from what I saw. The big thing with Raider, and I didn't actually test this, I should have, is that it'll have a sight radius.
Oh.
So a Raider will be a good scouting and anchoring tool. So if you guys are doing a bush, not sure where the enemy team is, it's a little dicey, want to do it quick, throw the Raider out down the path, and it'll provide you with a heads up. It's like a wisp.
It does have a pretty short leash range until 20, where it gets a little longer. But
I didn't test it, so I didn't get a feel for the range on it actually. So it might not be that good.
it's not bad, but it's shorter than you would expect.
Yeah. Should have called it Rainer's Rexar. That's what they should have called it.
Yeah, they should have.
Well, that's cool. So in the video, the dev video they showed, he seems like he is, I mean, maybe it's always been this way, but it looked like they really want people to be playing a stutter-stepping ranged carry with him again. Like, he was always sort of that, but I don't know. Yeah. It seemed a lot more active to me in that video.
There's a lot more. There's a talent in there that's been removed, I believe, completely, which is Relentless Leader, which was a popular tech choice. You took a Relentless Leader. What it used to do is if you were ever stunned, I believe, it would automatically do an AoE bumping people. I can't remember if it actually did a stun of its own, but it would displace, which means if you got mosh pitted or you got charged by Diablo and lost control of your character, Rainer would automatically pulse them back, giving you running room to escape or canceling, in a lot of cases, mosh pit. Mosh pit comes up, it's a stun, it comes, displaces ETC and cancels the mosh pit.
Mm.
And as a meta force, the existence of that, you know, Rainer is not really meta, ETC is not really meta, but there was a time when that was a tech pick, and I wonder what impact it will have, not in Rainer's favor, that he doesn't have that protective. Yeah, you know, it was a useful talent. He doesn't have that anymore. So
I liked it. It was fun, especially against ETC.
But I think the boogeyman right now, at least for a lot of the characters that are similar to Rainer, are, you know, the hypermobile carries.
Mm.
So I don't think that's a talent you were taking if you were trying to fight a Tracer, for example.
Do any of these changes to him feel like direct answers to OP factors in other parts of the meta right now? Like any other characters, Rainer needed to be a better counter for, and now he is?
I think it maybe puts him a bit more on par with some of the other auto attack carries that have gotten popular. I'd say it puts him, it's seemingly, again, this is all very early, I don't want to make any definitive statements, but this puts him seemingly in a very even field, it feels like, with Phoenix.
Contrary to him, Rainer has a fairly deep health pool to begin with, and he's got a talent at 7 that gives him an extra 25 health and an additional 5 health every time someone's hit with give him some pepper.
Yeah.
Give him some pepper. And it has no cap. So it's kind of like, I believe it's Animal Husbandry, that, again, another Rexar comparison. Rexar's talent, Animal Husbandry, you know, when you marry a lady animal.
Yeah. That's the weirdest talent name in the game.
When a man bear loves a lady bear.
It's also a tech pick in Civilization.
I know. It's weird for all these reasons. I recognize it for its Civilization roots, but also he's not breeding animals. He's just got the animals he came with.
Well, that's the thing. You can still get a degree in, like, in college. You can be.
I think he married Misha is what it's implied.
You think that's the idea?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a very different kind of degree. And it's not
makes you better at being a husband if your wife is an animal.
I see. Is that how it works? All right. I'm going to take your word for it.
He said, I can't stand it anymore. She's unbearable.
Was that vicious mockery again? Because I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. All right. Asmodan, all legs on floor. What do we think of his business?
His Globe of Annihilation is his version of an egg, and it's definitely on the floor. I don't know if that... Does that make sense?
Everyone? No, but nope,
I heard that, and I was like, does that mean he's bad?
So, Asmodan. There's a lot of ways people like Asmodan, and people were kind of ringing some of the death knells for him, saying his... talent builds and his new options kind of stink. And I think that remains to be seen. The one thing, personally, whenever I played Asmodan, whether it was good or not, I like to take Taste for Blood, and I like the mini game of trying to get 500 stacks on with Taste for Blood. 500 is a big number, and when you get it, you annihilate the lanes, you annihilate people with your dunks. So they said, you know, and there's a few other talents in there that was for a different play style. Originally, you could boost your laser or do a quicker version of getting the globe stacked, but it had a spike mid-game and then fell off in power, like Sieging Wrath. So what they did was they said, well, we think everyone who plays Asmodan, whether they take it or not, would prefer to do the Taste for Blood thing. So they made all the level 1 talents. They made Taste for Blood baseline. So now whenever you play Asmodan, you have a mission to get as many stacks on that queue as possible, up to 400. They removed it from 500 to 400. And each of the level one talents offers some variety on how you're playing with Q. And first of all, they basically have talents that make it easier to stack your Q. They have talents that don't make it easier, but give you a greater power spike. It's really cool. And so I'm going to be enjoying Asmodan a lot more now that Taste for Blood is the mission when I play Asmodan. Mm. I love that about
it. It's just built in now. It makes sense because that's all anyone ever did. Right? Like, you wouldn't...
No, Taste for Blood, I mean, there was a period of time where Taste for Blood, when Asmodan was in pro play, people were Johanning and Asmodanning and trying to stack that Asmodan. Now, when you see an Asmodan, they're going Sieging Wrath, they're taking meta picks that were not that.
Right.
But I think in everyone's secret, I think Blizzard bet and everyone's secret heart, that was a fun gameplay loop, and we're keeping it there, but I think there's a little bit of the no one takes Taste for Blood, it's hard to stack. Now the whole hero has to stack.
They say... go ahead.
Oh, I was going to move on, but if you want
to... Well, I was just going to say, that so they have three bullet points as to why he's changing. I just thought I'd read these real quick. Solidify his role as long-range siege character. Do you think that happened? At least so far, best you can tell?
It feels samey right now.
Okay.
I mean, he already was a long-range siege character.
All right, that's true. Yeah. Solidify is a weird word in this case. Increase strength as the game progresses. That seems to be true because, again, you have some baked-in stuff, but you were kind of doing that anyway. Right. And then the final thing is reduce situational nature of many of his abilities. So there you go.
Yeah, and that's true. There was a lot of heroes, like if you play Artanis, you'll do a dash, you'll do a swap, you'll activate your twin blades. It's all part of combat. Asmodan is very much like there's a fight going on.
Hmm.
What am I? Okay, let me put a little general down. Oh, he died right away. Mm-hmm. I laser. Lasering. I'm lasering you. So, like, one of the changes they did was the laser's not infinite anymore. So you have a little bit more of a gameplay loop with some of the talents that are involved that can reduce the cooldown of the Q to battle with it.
Mm.
So that's a big change. You know, there's a lot of minute changes. We're not going over this line by line, guys. It's just the things that are standing out. E is not infinite anymore. Remember at BlizzCon last year when I was griping on stage and then Patrick said, sounds like you're just complaining about this game. You don't like it. Remember?
No. That's cool, bad. Yeah.
Especially... And I was complaining about the damn lasering.
Yeah.
And so you can't do that. It's no longer a thing. I mean, you can shoot the laser at stuff, but it's finite. Like Leoric's hand.
Mm-hmm.
It can only grab you for a few seconds.
Right.
He can't hand you forever. and so you can't laser forever. And that's, I think, a good change.
Yeah.
The other big thing is they replaced an ultimate.
Oh, which they
took out Blackpool. One? And so Blackpool was a thing is a pool of blackness. Yeah, sorry. I don't know if that doesn't sound good, but that's what it was. This pool of blackness you put on the ground, and it empowered your ability power by 75%.
Hmm.
For all of your abilities and all your little minion dudes that were on it. So your little generals were more powerful. That's gone. Now, basically, it's a it doesn't even really do a graphic that I can see. It just stims your next Globe of Annihilation, costs no mana, and does 50% more damage. So basically, if you were sniping using Blackpool, it does the same thing, except instead of 75 increased, it's 50, which might be a balancing thing. If they put more power into the queue with the balance, it took less out of the Blackpool. So that might not be a bad news story. The kind of poopy thing about this ultimate is that it makes your Q cost no mana, which is kind of, it's really, that's an ultimate. Like, that's so boring.
Mm.
And it only works on your Q. And it doesn't even do something fun like reduce the cooldown. Like, I kind of pictured it when I saw the video that, oh, I'm going to shoot a Q, then I'm going to press R, Tide of Sin, and get another Q. Nope, you got to wait for your cooldown. There are one buttons with more functionality than this ultimate, so it might be fun to use, it might be great, but
it seems a little boring.
It's not like wowing me from a like, oh my god, it's not like Mind Control when they gave it to Sylvanas. Everyone was like,
yeah,
they lost should hide okay. It should hide the impact zone as well.
Oh,
that would be good,
like another thing to throw on there. I mean, I do kind of like it because my problem that I always had with Blackpool was that I always thought I was ready to use it and I dropped it, but this is a game where people are moving all the time, and then someone moved and I had to move out of it to throw the thing, and I was like, well, that all got wasted. That was fun. At least we did that. So it does kind of allow you to do what you sort of wanted it to do, probably, in some cases. But yeah, I agree. It feels very watered down. It's not exciting. It's just like, hey, what if that move you use was a little better?
It's like, it's called Tide of Sin, and it's completely free of sin. It should just be called Tide, but that's trademark.
You should call it Tide Pods. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't do anything. I'm like,
just make you sick.
All it says is like, does more damage. Your other thing does more damage. Is like, it's not a heroic.
It doesn't drive you to go toward it. I realize. I agree with you. It may be the secret thing where, oh my gosh, have you tried it? Because it is really awesome. But you're not initially compelled. There are no fireworks with that. That just sounds like, yeah, okay, well, see you at level 10.
It's probably still going to take it a lot when you want to do your snipes, because the 50% damage is meaningful. It's not that it does absolutely nothing. It's not like Illidan's Metamorphosis right now. By the way, make Metamorphosis cool again. Give him the 20 ability to make him permanently have those badass wings at 10, so I can enjoy it in the middle of a game rather than hope to get to 20 and delay the game, so I can pick that talent, because he turns into his demon form, but it's permanent at 20. And so you instead of mounting on your mount, you can just fly with your back wings.
Yeah.
It's like an alternate mount for Illidan. It's awesome. Put that at 10.
All right.
Just put that at 10 and take out the 20. Anyways, Tide of Sin, cool, like good stim alt, boring.
Yeah, not exciting. Yeah. All right.
A little Illidan rework in the middle there, too.
He's been reworked. I just want Metamorphosis fixed.
It's just, in your mind, it's broken currently.
Bring the meta back to Metamorphosis.
Bring the morph back to Metamorphosis. Well, that's fantastic.
I feel like it should be done just because I like the way you phrased it.
That's make Metamorphosis great again. MMGA. I'll buy you a hat. Yeah. A red hat that says that. I'm going to do it.
M-ga.
Let's talk about what else is
Metamorphosis.
Other things happening on the patch, of course. One of the biggest is third bans being added, you guys. This is crazy. Third hero ban being added to draft modes as part of the initial ban phase. During the initial ban phase, teams will alternate until each has banned two heroes. Ban and pick times have been adjusted in order to offset the addition of the new ban. And a number of level 5 plus heroes required to participate in Hero League has been increased from 14 to 16. So if you've been relying on 14 heroes and that's the best you could do, you might want to get on a couple more, because they want to do this, they say, as a way to ensure that players will have a hero available if they end up picking last. Thoughts, feelings?
Anything? I'm stoked for it. Although this was a reminder, and I know this is like a one percenter like statement, but it was a reminder that people don't own all the heroes, which is always like a shocking realization for me, because I went all in at one point. And I've always been all in with all the heroes. So every time I hear, yeah, if you don't own that many heroes, and I always have this moment where I'm like, what? Why wouldn't they have that? Oh, that's right. Not everybody owns every single hero in this game.
Yeah, it's not. There are times I forget that we all had to buy or unlock or get those in some way. And they're unlike Overwatch, they just weren't there from day one. So, you know, it does take a little bit of work to get those. It includes the 5 in rotation, I think. Or however many are in rotation every week in the free-to-play rotation. So you get to count those with that. But also these are 5-plus levels, or level 5 or higher for each of these characters. So it may not be that they don't have all of them. It's that they've got a bunch of level 1s and 2s that they didn't like playing, and so they've never pushed past 5. I don't know. But that's an increase. Will not affect any of us. I wonder if it will affect very many out there.
You get a lot free to start, I think. Now, there's a lot of reduced heroes, there's a lot of gold to get.
There's stuff to do.
I think if you're playing into this game, 14's achievable.
Yeah. And I mean, that's not a judgment on people who don't own all the heroes. I certainly don't expect other people to do the crazy thing I did, which was say, what if I just owned all of them? Mm-hmm. What if this was Christmas?
How about right now? What if Nazebo was a cookie? Pretend it's Christmas, everybody. The rank point decay stuff is being put in. We talked about this at length a couple of weeks ago. But that's happening. So yet another piece of the ranked overhaul pie being added incrementally to the systems of the game. And that's good, I guess. Mm-hmm. But don't forget, if you're Diamond Master or Grandmaster currently, and you haven't placed this season and haven't completed any games in a while, you will be considered inactive. Cease all motor function. Beep. You're down.
I'm considered extremely inactive this season. This is the first season maybe ever where I didn't place in at least one of the modes. Because I didn't place in team and I didn't place in individual either.
Our ranked activity has been pretty low since the voice comms launched.
Yeah.
I did do a larger foray into it. But I think I've talked about it as well.
Why haven't we as a team league done actual team league games though? That I don't know.
I think we do There Will Be Dungeons on Saturday, which is when everyone's probably spruced up to play, and when we play on recording nights, like we do after the show, we've all had full work days, we've eaten dinner, and then we've done a show, and we're sort of like take the least optimal part of your day and play competitive and try and stay friends with each other during. So I think we've been taking the pressure off that front and do unranked, or we do
QM or whatever,
quick match, because I just don't think, even if we are learning as a part of the process, we're not probably retaining too much. So there's not a lot of value.
That said, I like the reward for next season and I want to do it. And I think we should do at least 10 ranked games for next
season. What's the reward next season?
It looks like,
is that next season?
It looks like a razor mouse and an antelope had a baby.
That's this season, I think.
Oh, was it? I thought it was next season also.
This is 2018 season 3 rewards. This would be season 3.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know what season's amount rewards, I guess.
I don't know. I think it was done. I think it was like a pig.
sometimes they show it again.
There's a blue pig and a red pig.
Yeah, because if it was the one that's coming out next week, they'd have an actual picture of it and not art.
Well, they're always behind with that stuff, though, I thought.
They're not going to poop it out in a week.
The last one was the horse, right?
I don't remember. Was it?
You're probably right, John. I sort of assumed John's right here, but...
I like the John stance.
I just don't know what the season 2... What's the mount this one?
I'm going to Google it. I'm going to...
I'll bet it's a pig.
It's probably a pig.
It's a pig.
The news and I can't even find
okay,
it.
Okay, I found it. Let's see. What was the season 2? It looks like maybe it's a weird triceratops.
Oh, so pig-like.
And they're not called triceratops anymore.
Pig-ish. Yeah. Sure. What are they called now? I forgot. We talked about it.
Oh, I see. Oh, they had a concept art for it as well.
Put your link in the Discord or the chat. I want to see what you're looking at.
Got it here. There you go.
Okay. So here it is.
Looks like a real grouchy triceratops.
Let's get down here. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember now. But this
we
was
haven't
just
seen
a,
what the actual model is.
Yeah, this is a drawing of it.
That's why I got confused, because I didn't realize we saw concept art for it and not the actual thing. So I was like, all right. I had a feeling I was wrong.
That's not his tail, by the way. That's a poop. Just kidding. It's not really a poop. It's his tail.
That's like the length of his body.
But I like this new one. I mean, I like the Triceratops too, but I'm not going to get 10 placements.
All right, so you like this new one, so you're going to play tons of Hero League this season.
Well,
no, I'm not going to play Hero League. I'll play Team League.
Yeah, we'll do Team League with each other and just get the basic one. I don't have to go all
Also, I'm not going to rank that high. I'm going to rank Gold 5 and then quit.
Yeah, probably same. Something like that.
Actually, that sounded really braggy of me. I'm like, I'm going to get the max available and then quit.
I mean,
I'd probably get silver 2 and then quit.
You do have to get plat and solo to get the mount, actually.
Yeah, that's why Team League's the better way to go.
Why would you even?
I think they should get rid of the tiers and the mounts and stuff. They should just do portraits for if people want to brag about.
Just portraits?
How they placed.
Oh, you mean? Oh, I gotcha.
The tier 2, like you see, there's a base and epic. The tier 2 mounts are awesome.
Yeah,
and they're basically. like, look, Blizzard, you know, people ever can say just play more ranked and maybe you'll earn a mount, give you something to work towards. There are people who play this game, you can say that to, that will never in their life attain Master Rank.
Yeah,
and they know that. They have the numbers. I mean, they know it much better than I do. So
they absolutely know it. I know it. I know I'm never gonna. Why would I?
But like, I like to have lots of different mounts and versions of mounts.
Sure.
So I mean, I'll take it. Sure. I don't know. I think they have really cool ranked mounts, and then I just don't like stuff that leaves people out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I agree. I think I've been saying they need to get rid of mount rewards for ranked. For a while,
people need epine stuff. Like
they like their epine. They want to pull their epine out and flop it around.
I mean, they have it. They can change their border to show how they're master, and there's lightning in their picture. Like
tie the mounts to games played instead of rank attained.
Right.
Problem solved. I mean, if I had to choose between like battle passes and the ranked epic mount system, let's do battle passes.
Yeah, I do battle passes. I think that's actually working out pretty well in a lot of game. Things
like I know there's gonna be stuff that I don't get because I don't attain a certain level, like in a ranked mode. Totally fine with that. It's just mounts are too cool and too gameplay. Even banners would be okay because nobody. Oh, I hate to say this.
No one uses banners.
If you happen to work for Blizzard, the Heroes Dev Team, stop listening. I think nobody looks at the banners.
I don't think they're looking at the banners because it's not easy to do.
The map. Like I can care. Like I love the voice lines. I love the sprays.
Yeah, no,
I love the skins and the mouse.
I think this is
visible to me.
I hope they're listening because this is true. And here's it's not only is it true. Okay. The other day I think I was playing with you guys last week, I guess. And, I had captured a camp or done some final hit on a boss or something. And gotten the banner, but I didn't even notice my own until later on when they were like, all the camps were gone and we were in one of those moments. You're like, all right, where do you guys want to go? Because neither team could really do anything strategic. And I'm just sort of standing idly near that camp and noticed, oh, I had the banner. It's like 20 minutes ago or however long ago it was. And it felt weird. And the more I thought about it, the more I remember, I realized I don't notice the banners ever, no, except maybe in the VMVP screen.
Yeah, it's the MVP screen. But then the problem is they make a big deal out of it on the MVP screen, but there's like three interesting banners in the game. So it's like, check it out. They picked one of the good ones.
Right. I just don't know. I think it's misplaced right now. I feel bad about that because there's people that put work into those and there's some cool animated ones. And I think they're a neat idea, but they're not doing, I don't think they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, which is like,
I just don't think visually they're in the forefront.
No,
and I think that's by design. You don't want a banner flashing in your face in the middle of a team fight. Like Gorath got the objective. Your team is dead. You couldn't see.
Right.
You know, like, it's like, it's fine. I just think they're the most.
It's like a piece of furniture you never use.
I don't notice them.
Yeah,
it's like they're invisible.
I don't even care. The only time I care,
you're like, which of these Diablo ones will I take for the 80th time on the 80th different character? Like whatever.
The only time I like them is like you said MVP, but it's then that I'm the most mad because I'm not really caring about assigning the right one to a character. So when I do get MVP, it's like, oh, well done, Stukov. Ah, you got the freaking Christmas banner still, like. Why is that still in your inventory? And then I forget to change it. And then who can, like, I don't know. It's complicated. I think that thing's dumb.
For assistant game director over there. Maybe I should join.
Get in there, dude. Get in there.
Yeah. I've got big, bold ideas for banners. Apply live on the show. We're going to bring banners into the spotlight. Well,
this could count as my CV. Like, what is your background in game development? Well, I'm talking on a microphone on the.
Okay. Yeah, we talked about this game. And then they'd say, well, what would you do to Heroes? You'd say, well, five-man mount, number one priority, five-man mount.
Five-man mount? And not since Bruce will there be more talk of banners around here.
I feel like if I was ever assistant game director, John quits playing Heroes and quits Core.
Quits Core altogether.
He's just like, after like 3 months, he's like, oh my god, why isn't anyone keeping this man in check?
I know! I would immediately apply and be like, you're gonna need me.
Yeah,
you're
you'll
going
need
to
me.
Need someone to sit next to Bo and just.
Oh, I totally hire you.
Why? You'd be like, guys, a five-man mount. You need me sitting there to go, Oh, why?
No.
I'd probably pay you if they wouldn't hire you as a personal assistant or some kind of counselor or consultant. I'd just let you. I'd open the window and let you climb in and just sit with me and pay you out of my own salary.
It'd just be like Salacious Crumb in Star Wars. I'd just laugh at jokes and then tell you you're wrong.
Yep.
So I have this idea. We're gonna roll a Ferris wheel down the mid lane in the first minute.
No, we're not. That's
great. Ship it, Alan.
If all of this happened, I would convert the show to it would just cover fan fiction in the Overwatch and Heroes universe.
I assume it would just be gifs of me with my sound effects. This is like a weird music.
Yeah, it would really go some places, guys. So looking forward to this big change that's coming up.
It's the Hour of Bo show.
Yeah.
It's sorry, gonna, guys. Gonna be I'm great. Making it all about me.
No, it's good. It's anyway, funny
the next item in here is all about me.
If you guys want,
Bo is not usually allowed to do 100% of the notes.
That's right.
But he did, and I appreciate
it. It's just important to note, if people want to look at these patch notes and see them in their entirety, we haven't read hardly any of them, you can go find them on the official site. Okay. Wait, let's talk about Alexstrasza's Lifebinder. What's the deal with this? Well, I'm going to skip this.
It's getting a buff. Lifebinder is the one where you can take a life total.
Oh, right.
Match it up to another life total, the highest of the two. But oftentimes when you cast it, you're like, oh, he got killed.
Yeah.
So what happens is you actually are getting a heal per second while it's casting instantly. So that might help buffer out some timing issues. I thought that was a really cool.
Heals 300 HP per second during its channel. And for you Chromie haters out there, melee heroes can now melee time traps without getting frozen in them.
Yeah. Have you ever done that? You're like, I found a time trap. It's revealed. Let me swipe it.
Yeah. Schling.
No! Yeah. It's a time trap.
Yeah. No, I think if you this is good. Now, but I assume if you still walk through it, you get trapped, right?
Yeah. But you know, like AoE effects can reveal it because it's invisible.
Yeah.
So then you see it, and you're like, oh, I'm Thrall. Let me hit. And then you're frozen. You know,
right. I thought you were really frozen for a second. And then I realized it. That you weren't. That's fantastic.
My mime classes are.
So let's talk about what Bo wants. The hammer of Naru giveaway. So this is her stupid hammer, big giant pink sucker thing.
Wow, Scott, not really holding back thoughts on the hammer.
It's fine. It's just a big. It's a pink rock in a with a staff on it. It's not that big a deal, right?
It looks incredible. Have you seen this thing?
Yeah, it looks like candy.
It's taller than Gillyweed.
Well, everything's taller than Gillyweed, and I think she's awesome, by the way. No, yeah, she's very small, is what I'm saying. She's short. She's
holding it, and just like, oh, it looks, I mean, she should get it. It looks so, comparatively, it looks very large, so it's like makes for scary pictures. But this thing is beautiful. It's the beautiful, iconic hammer. I want it. If I got it,
how does one get it?
On my lap, and I do the show every week with it. as my prop for the show.
What would you do? Or how does one acquire such a thing? How do you get your hands on
it? All you gotta do is follow Blizz Heroes on Instagram and like the post.
Really?
It has 6,160 likes, so your chances as of now are 1,600, 1 in 6,160.
Never tell me the odds.
But that's actually pretty decent odds compared to a lot of stuff, so that's not too bad. And I'm sharing it out because I think it's awesome, even though probably it's in my own best interest to not discuss it.
Okay, of all the weapons in the game, don't say Varian because I don't want to hear it. But of all the weapons in the game, besides this and Varian's freaking double blade unit deal, what's it called? Ashbringer?
Charlemagne?
I thought it was Ashbringer. Oh, no, Charlemagne. Shadowmane?
Charlemagne.
Charlemagne. We've covered this.
Is it time to bring Nick Sempertie back?
No.
This is why John's sitting next to you at work now. No.
We gave you There Will Be Dungeons. No more Nick Sempertie.
Yeah, no more Nick Sempertie.
I was watching Wheel of Fortune last night. I think we should make the teams guess what the sentence is and then give them the immortal.
Perfect.
I was listening to our show and I thought it could use another hour.
So of all the weapons in the game, who do you want? And I don't mean skinned up weapons, like just the core weapons. Which one would you want as a replica on your wall or something? Is it this one, Bo, for you? Is it hers?
I never really thought about it too much. So when I saw it, I was like, yeah, this one.
Hmm.
I almost said Frostmourne, and then I realized I have one.
We're talking Warcraft, right?
At my parents' house, and I don't do anything with it.
It's at your parents' house, your Frostmourne?
Yeah. Yeah, it's propped up against my dad's dresser.
That's a terrible place for it. Take it. You need to take it to your apartment. Put it on the wall.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
It was explode his pants on it.
It weighs 7 billion pounds. It weighs an amount that only people who have owned or held the replica Frostmourne understand. It is insanely heavy. And they gave it to you with this little wooden plaque that you could mount on the wall that I don't in good faith believe can hold it up.
Mm.
And I think they realized that nobody believed it, because then later for like $300, you could buy a little ice sculpture on the ground that you could stick it into, which was great. But I already spent a stupid amount of money on the sword, and I didn't want to spend extra money on the little ice thing. So I don't know what to do with this thing. I don't know how to hang it, because it's going to fall through the earth.
Mm.
And so it just sits there. It's a very big sword.
Yeah, those are cool, though. I've seen those replicas before. They're nice. For me, I don't know how you do it. You know how you go into like a lodge and you see like a moose's head mounted to like a wooden plaque, you know? Uh-huh. I want Stukov's arm mounted.
Oh, God.
Just mount his big, beefy, nasty arm just on the side of that thing and just kind of hanging loose. A little bit of the little hand anus hanging out of the back of it.
And you can put your hand in it, and there's a little mechanism to make the hand anus, mouth close open.
That'd be great. Have it go blah, 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 blah. That's what I want. I want his arm on a mount, like a moose's head.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think that'd be all right. I can't think of any other weapons is the problem. I know there's a million in the game.
Yeah, you see things in game, like when you play World of Warcraft, you're like, oh, that's cool. And mm-hmm. then you want that, but I can't think of them off
the top of my head. Yeah, the ones that come to mind are the Warglaives and her hammer thing. And
of course, the Warglaives.
Yeah, so it's very, very Warcrafty in the way that we would probably choose.
Oh, Artanis' Scyblades. There you go.
Mm.
Yeah,
maybe.
Only if they did a Psy thing, like if they had lasers, like light, like if they could simulate.
Well, yeah, that's what you'd want. But then
I don't just want a bracelet.
But I've seen Bo, or I've seen John in the blow up kind, the kind you put air in. Remember those, John, for a couple years ago?
Yeah, and they only got beat up by a drunk guy for wearing them, too.
That's right. I forgot about that. You did almost get beat up by a drunk guy because you were wearing Scyblades.
And then I gave him a hug. That's how I defused the situation. And then he gave you a hug.
Yeah, he did. I don't know if I liked it.
So I brought you in on that. I made hugging acceptable, and then he went after you.
That guy smelled like 4,000-year-old alcohol. It was rough.
Did you get Concrud that year?
No. Me? No. I never do at BlizzCon. Somehow I avoid that every year at BlizzCon. I never get sick there. And when I get home, I never get sick there. I don't know why. You think you would. All that weird stuff you touch and the Hilton alone should give everyone some disease, and it just never does. Anyway. I forgot what I was saying about all that, so forget it. Oh, anyway, if you want that thing, good luck, because you're not going to get it, is what we're saying. Way too many people want it. You can go sign up for it if you want. You're not going to get it. And listen, Lashes, if you're listening to the show.
Foretold.
Don't give it to Bo. That would look bad.
This is a very dedicated. We are dedicated.
I'm a paid employee. I'm entitled to win things.
We're dedicated podcasters for this game. Podcasters? I can't talk.
They casters. Keep your drawers up.
And so whoever at Blizzard's listening, I know you got like 5 of these in a warehouse. Put 3, you know, split 3 of them off somewhere. We won't say anything. Just send them here. It's fine. Got it covered.
Oh, they're not so stupid now. You want one of them.
I'll show up. Well,
send 2 to me and give one to John.
I mean, if someone gave me one, I would totally take one.
Yeah, all right.
That's but I, idea. You know what? If I thought about Thrall's Warhammer, I'd take that. That thing's a badass.
Yeah. They made that, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can get that.
Do they give away like stuff like this very often? I thought that's the other thing that made me freak out about is I don't.
Remember, no, this feels like a one-off. Yeah, away. not like one or big marquee like, item like this. I don't think they do that very often.
I guess they did the Illidan statues at one point. Remember, there's that big Suns Out event where they did a bunch of giveaways at that time too.
Oh yeah, they were giving away computers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wonder how that went.
But I've never seen it.
Probably good for one person somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah. How many? Wait, was it? Yeah.
I think it was 4 or 5. I think it was they were giving away a computer a week or a day.
Oh, that's right. Yep, remember. They did a few of them over time. You're right. That was totally
Suns thinking Out that. Sweepstakes, if I remember correctly.
Somebody
Nexomania sweepstakes. Bummer.
Somebody asked me, somebody asked me if Probius is the last time that they have put out a cinematic in-game trailer for character reveals. And I'm pretty sure that's true. So help me with my memory here before we go to emails. Have they done anything since Probius?
You mean Machinima style?
Machinima style.
Probius one is the Machinima style.
Yeah.
No.
One with Junkrat.
The skin one, I mean, if we're not talking skins, because the skin one for Wasteland was Machinima and Nexomania.
I don't count those. But like character reveals, brand new character. Where they used to always do them. They used to always do them, and they did them with everybody up to a point. And then they had a stretch where they did none for a while. And then Probius happened, and I went, "Oh, maybe they're bringing those back." And then none.
I think Anna and Junkrat.
That's actually correct.
Do Junkrat?
No, because they have spotlights. I'm going through the YouTube list right now. They don't actually have trailers. They've got spotlights.
They were revealed in a Machinima style reveal for the battleground and for both those characters and for skins. It wasn't exclusive to one of them, but it was a Machinima style.
I think if you're being technical about it, like a trailer is a narrative based thing about that character.
Well, it's like the one where they say at the end, "I am Johanna and I am protector of the thing." Like they always used to have, that was the pattern. It would be
we had Machines of War for Alarak and Zarya, and we had Hell and stuff with the Johanna. Johanna and Karazim and Butcher were all sort of revealed and
part of the Hell and stuff patch. Yeah,
what was that called? Gates of Hell.
No,
I think you're right. I think if we're gonna discount that, and we're gonna discount true cinematics or cartoons and stuff, then yeah, I think it is Probius.
Probius is the last, like, here's a kind of a Pixar-y
kind of bums me out. I like those. I wish there were more. Anyway,
we're due for gotta be due for a trailer soon. We get like 2 a year.
Yeah, I feel like the pattern trailer was... yeah, patterns like 2 trailers a year, big ones. I don't know what they're doing anymore. I don't know. Whatever they're doing, I like it though. I feel like the rhythm's good right now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like we're getting new hero reveals about when I want them. I'm getting skin reveals when I want them. Events are happening on a regular clip. Like I feel like there is some kind of cool spreadsheet at Blizzard Entertainment that's up on some wall, and they're following it now, and I like it.
They're finding good rhythms and all the timing. So I noticed that because oftentimes I'll crack out the old intro and make a new one for when a hero comes out. I'm just like, I haven't done one in like 3 weeks, and I'm like, well, we only had Yaddell and that's it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, so there hasn't been much, and so I can feel it that way from work.
Yeah, and it also doesn't make me have to. I've noticed that in the last few hero reveals, we're not as often right after, like a week after, going, okay, who do you think the next one's going to be? Because now we know we're going to have a little breathing space. We know it's not that big a deal. Like and it's hard to explain, but I don't worry about it. It's like, we'll hear when we hear, and it'll be great. Whoever it is, we'll be excited. In the meantime, here's a bunch of Mad Max shit that you didn't know we were making to tide you over. It's great.
These are pretty good reworks to be excited about, too.
Like, yeah.
In lieu of a hero release, these are exciting reworks.
Was Probius March 17th of this year? Chat room, is that what they're saying? That seems crazy. Is that true?
Yeah.
This year?
No, March 17. That would be March of last year.
Last year, because it was not that far off from the Legacy of the Void stuff. Like, it was all kind of timed together.
We've had Probius for a year now.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, dude. More than Probius. A year.
Nobody's, I still think of him as a new hero. I'm just like, oh, it's that new hero Probius. Yeah,
crazy. I mean, when you go down the list of heroes, I mean, he still doesn't feel too insanely far from the top. I mean, that's the thing is, when you figure about a hero a month, even at the accelerated pace of before, that's still only 10 to 12 heroes a year.
Yeah.
So it's not that many. I mean, it feels like a lot, but it's not that many.
Right. That's really odd. They have not been streaming for over the year. I do not believe you. You mean us, Nox for Rocks? Is that what you're saying? Oh, yeah. We've been streaming for a lot longer than that.
It's just some weird timing for the question.
Oh.
How long ago did they start? March 2017. Yes.
Oh.
That's when the show started.
Oh, yeah. You're just... Incorrect. We have been here a lot longer than that. When did we start? 2015?
2015.
The year Fury Road came out. A great year that was.
And we've come full circle.
We really have. Before we go to emails, quick remembrance. A reminder to listen to There Will Be Dungeons. Listen and watch and see live or check later or however you're getting it. Therewillbedungeons.com is the place. It's a D&D campaign headed up by our DM, Bo. Kyle, Kristen, myself, and John wrapped up in his imagination and playing characters to our delight, and we're having a blast, and it's great. We're like 22 sessions in. If you've decided or up to this point have not decided to check it out, I really recommend checking it out. Everybody I talk to who's hesitant is like, I don't know if I can do an RP, like freaking D&D thing. I don't know if I can do it. And then they come back and go, oh my gosh, what took me so long? And why does my voice sound like this? They always say.
There's someone who's, I think they said on Twitter today, has listened through three times.
Yeah, three times that person.
That's awesome.
Yeah, or scary. I don't know which, but.
No, it's great. I mean, I've watched Fury Road maybe 8 or 9 times. Like, if you like a thing, watch it, enjoy it. And you don't have to watch a thing once.
That's
it's a testament to, I don't know, just that people have liked it. I don't want to be too braggy.
It's gone great.
I have people to listen 3 times to my show. It's the best one. Why are you listening to other shows?
It's going really good.
Don't mean it that way. I just mean people are into it and there's something to see here.
Yes, all of this is true. So check it out. Therewillbedungeons.com. We recommend it. Got an email here. Came to us at core@heroesforyou.com from Tyler Scrimps Olson. Scrimps. It's pretty good. Says, hey guys, isn't it weird how video games, including Heroes of the Storm with cosmetic items, have normalized the thought, quote, I wonder what skin I'm wearing today, unquote. Love the show. Keep up the amazing work, Tyler.
Not since Silence of the Lambs has that question been more relevant.
Yeah, and there's no digital lotion for the skin to worry about. I mean, I know what he's saying. It is weird. What I think more about is like, in 2008, the internet acted and the gaming community acted like it was going to lose their minds because Bethesda dared to ask you for $2.99 for horse armor in Oblivion.
And I bought it.
And you bought it.
I wanted my horse to look awesome.
You were an early adopter into the micropayment world. But everybody else acted like this was going to be the downfall of the industry. It was legendary time that that happened. And now... everything is about this. So whether you're paying for a premium game and getting content after the fact, or in the case of Heroes, you're playing it for free and adding content to the game by buying it, whatever it is, the horse armor prediction or whatever it is they were tapping into was absolutely going to be a thing. And here we are. So it's as normal as apple pie or whatever, poutine for Bo. It's normal as poutine.
Apple poutine.
I had poutine not long ago, and it was amazing. I've had it before, but I had some really good poutine about, I don't know, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, the ingredients have to be good. Like crap fries and crap gravy and crap stuff. It's not that great.
No. If it's good, though.
Fresh ingredients.
Dude.
It's amazing. It's like sushi.
It was slightly racist. Not really. I do it all the time. Anyway. Not really.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Secret ingredient, too? I do that all the time. I do it on TMS. I'm sure I'm offending somebody when I go, secret ingredient, dude.
I'm actually channeling you and not actual Japanese.
Probably true.
Now that you do it, I listen to Frog Pants shows. I'm probably just doing Scott.
Yeah,
not actually aimed at any racial stereotypes. It's just quoting Scott. Which
you have a problem with our show,
better, but you know, it's
not,
a thing.
It's not.
If you have a problem with our show, just email us at sensitivity@frogpants.com.
There you go. Perfect. Oh, I better go set that up. Anyway, hey. That's going to do it for the show. If you would like to be like Scrimps and send in your own email to the show, you can. core@heroesforyou.com, or you can do it right there on the website, heroesforyou.com. There's a link right up top. You click it, boom, you're in. Big thanks to everybody who supports us on Patreon at patreon.com/core show. We're very thankful for that, and you help the show thrive and survive, and we really appreciate it. If you have not done so, consider it. And it's easy to find. Go over there, patreon.com/coreshow. And it's, of course, linked on our website as well. You can find us on Twitter, John_Jagger, Scott Johnson, and Bo Schwartz, if you'd like to continue these conversations there. That's going to do it for us. We're going to play games after this, though, so hang around. For me, for Bo, for John, we'll see you next time. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
That's a good question.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kyler Tsinis.
Kayla Itsinis.
I'm Kayla Itsinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.